Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in to the Late Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. My name is Chris Tubbs. I'm sitting in for Henry Lake. Josh Wheeler is tagged in and he is producing tonight. I've slid over into the what they call the big chair in the business, and glad to have you alongside us on a chilly hump day, Wednesday, December 3rd. Getting ready for the hot stove in Major League Baseball. And since we are the home of the Minnesota Twins, the Twins are they're doing everything wrong again, right? This is hot stove season. And in my opinion, the stove is hot for all the wrong reasons. And Twins fans are ultimately the ones that are going to get burnt. Let's take a look at this in chronological order. There's been a report from Bob Nightingale from USA Today that has said that the Twins are trying to decide which star pitcher to trade, meaning either Joe Ryan or Pablo Lopez. So we know that we hear about the quote-unquote youth movement, right? But is it a youth movement per se? Get into that in a little bit. You need veterans on this team. And to get rid of a Joe Ryan or Pablo Lopez, this is the beginning of the snowball. Because over the last 24 hours, we have seen movement in Twins territory from the franchise. The guy who has said, you know what? I'm willing to waive my no-trade clause. I might be open to a deal after saying last summer that I want to be a Twin for life. Guy we're talking about is Byron Buxton. This news comes after the reporting that the Twins at the hot stove are looking to move Joe Ryan or Pablo Lopez. Now, Jeff Passan from ESPN said the chances of one of the two being dealt are at 50%. Now, we know that the Twins at the trade deadline traded 10 players. Joe Ryan, there was speculation that he was going to be traded to the Boston Red Sox. That did not happen. There is a lot of questions surrounding Major League Baseball's labor market, because we know that there is a showdown that is going to happen after the 2026 season. So are teams going to be more willing to cash in on stars this winter due to a shortened possibility of a shortened or vacated 2027 season? Are players' value going to take a hit with the fear that the 2027 season could be lost? Meaning you want to sell high. The problem for the Twins with that, and this is all kind of the cherry on top of the sundae with Byron Buxton willing to waive his no trade clause, is everything that we have been through, everything that we have seen here in Twins territory, it has all gone sideways. This is a perfect example of the Minnesota Twins even putting it out there. Even putting it out there with no refuting. I know Derek Falvey said, hey, we want these guys. We expect these guys to be a part of our team in 2026. Okay, this doesn't do anything to help that speculation. No matter what happened the season before, one thing fans want is hope, and they want optimism. You need to give fans a reason to get behind their team. The poll ads, Derek Falvey, Derek Shelton, and Derek Shelton has nothing to do with this. I'm just throwing him in there because he's the new manager. Give them a reason to come to the ballpark. Joe Ryan, Pablo Lopez, Byron Buxton. These are reasons that fans come to the ballpark. We hear about that youth movement that I just mentioned. We don't even really have a clear direction. What is a youth movement? Like, what does that mean? Does that mean you're going to gut everything? You're going to burn it all the way down to the studs? You need vets as well. You know, fans build a connection with players, and you need star power. You know, when it comes to Byron Buxton, this is a guy that was developed in the Twins system. He was drafted by the Minnesota Twins. We have seen him grow up in the Minnesota Twins system. Pablo Lopez traded for Luis Arraez and been a really good part of this team. Joe Ryan was what they got from the Nelson Cruz deal. Fantastic deal that they got from Tampa Bay. But hardcore fans are going to know the pipeline. They're going to know the Kalen Culpeppers. They're going to know the Walker Jenkins. They're going to know those guys. But the casual fans, they don't care. You need to give fans a reason to spend their money and head to Target Field. And by the way, we hear about this minimizing debt. You don't trade somebody to minimize the debt that we hear because fans don't care. When you say that, it comes off as if you're punishing the fans for the business situation that you got yourself in. And this is not giving very good vibes to Twins fans going into the hot stove. So my question to you guys at 651-461-9226, that is the CCO talk and text line, what's your concern level right now with the Minnesota Twins in terms of where this franchise is heading? What is your concern level? Because this could much ado about nothing. It could be just, hey, we're putting it out there. This is what it is. Nothing's going to happen. But the very fact that Twins fans are on edge because you could gut this thing even more, and if you do, the perception to fans, at least in my opinion, is that you're cutting into bone. I just don't know how much more you can cut and still try and have that positive connection with your fans. My concern level right now is only it's a 2 or 3. I could have gone 6-7, but I didn't do that. See what I'm doing here, Josh? I'm doing I don't even know what this means, 6-7.
Nobody does.
I mean, my 15-year-old says that. I'm like, what does it mean? She's like, it doesn't mean anything. I'm like, well, why do you do it? She's like, well, we just do it. I'm like, what is it? It's like the old Abbott and Costello. Who's on first?
Yeah.
I feel 6-7.
Yeah.
My concern level is only to 2 or 3 right now. But it's just the very fact that this is being brought up, and Byron Buxton, of all guys, has said, you know what? I'm willing to waive my no trade. And it's not just to Atlanta, because he's from Georgia. But he's willing for the right situation. So does that play a factor into what the Twins are going to do? To be like, you know what? Byron Buxton might want out. He doesn't want to go through a rebuild. I don't blame him. He's coming off of a career year. Twins might want to sell high in terms of the business. It's so hard, right? To me, Josh, it's just really, it's just a really bad spot to be in because it's the messaging. It's the messaging. It's what you're showing. If you're going to sell high on a Byron Buxton, I understand that. But because you might not be able to recreate what he did last year. First season, he's been fully healthy.
Yeah.
But at what point do you say, you know what? We want to keep these guys around for the fans. We want to send a message to the fans And I just don't see a positive vibe right now with the Minnesota Twins. And as a lifelong Twins fans and Twins fan and you know, doing Final Pitch, it concerns me. Not much, but I think we need to keep an eye on it.
Yeah. Just like you, I've been a fan since birth. I have loved this team. It's near at the top of the list for me. A couple things, though, too, with that. I do believe, I'm kind of in the same boat with you, I don't think there's a lot of weight to this being put out, both the Pablo and Joe Ryan story slash also the Byron Buxton story.
Because we knew that it was going to be on the table. It's just, I think when we see it in writing, it's like...
I mean, the Joe Ryan thing was basic. Fox accidentally posted a tweet about it because it was literally that close to happening. And they didn't want to accept the deal. That's how close that was happening at the deadline. So the pitching aspect, one of those two is going to get moved, if not both. I'm not surprised by that. I won't be surprised by that. The Byron Buxton thing is kind of funny to me because the guy's 31, and like you said, and we all witnessed it, this is his best year. But also, you need to give us a bigger sample size of best years before we can actually take you seriously enough to move you or even do something with you. Because I don't think a lot of teams are going to also... I think a lot of teams are going to see just that. They're like, all right, injury, injury, injury. Oh, one full season of Byron Buxton in 2025? All right. No, they're not going to take that. They're not going to pay a lot of money and put a lot of money on the table for that.
Well, I mean, the contract that Buck signed, very, very team-friendly. 7 years, $100 million because of the injury history. Yeah.
And it's 31 in baseball terms is old.
It is old.
Yeah.
And he has lost a lot of his prime due to injuries. But the fact that we saw that from him last year.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a fan and you're going to go out to Target Field, if you don't have any of the guys that you really... Remember the Twins, you know, these are your Minnesota Twins. Get to know them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you're going to need. I mean, as much as we like the Royce Lewis and the Luke Keyshaws of the world.
Yeah.
You need your marquee mainstream players. You need your Byron Buxton. You need your Pablo Lopez. This is a situation where I think fans, because we heard it said, are so hyper focused on the ownership and the payroll because everybody is watching the actual financial side of it. I think more so than we saw with the Wild or the Timberwolves or the Vikings. The Twins are under a lot heavier scrutiny for how they run things and how much money they put into payroll because this has been a pattern.
Yeah.
But you've got these guys that are cornerstones, and what can keep you motivated? The concern level between zero and whatever number. Let's go 10 because 10 seems to be between zero and 10. Mm-hmm. What is your concern level, Twins fans, that they are going to burn it all down to the studs and see if they can figure out how to rebuild it all over? 651-461-9226. We got some text coming in on the CCO talk and text line. We'll get to that and your phone calls as well. Twins fans, how you feeling right now? Joe, Pablo, and maybe Buck all on the way out. We'll get your reaction now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Max here in Cecile. Well, not only does it sound dirty, we are dirty. Tubbs and Josh Wheeler here. Chris Tubbs sliding into the big chair. Josh Wheeler over there spinning the ones and twos with the return of the Mac as we are coming back.
Walk-up song.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
my walk-up song?
No. I think it's Buck.
I think it's Buck. Yeah, I think Buck, Return of the Mac. Well done, by the way. Yeah. Hopefully we're going to be hearing Return of the Mac at Target Field. But Twins fans, reports that they're going to trade Pablo Lopez and or Joe Ryan this offseason, and Byron Buxton has waived his no-trade clause. How concerned are you? 651-461-9226 on the CCO talk and text line. Let's get to a few of the text messages that have come in from the 507 saying, I'm gravely concerned. It's all kind of coming together at one time. It's a lot to process for Twins fans. Because just when you think things have gotten a little calm, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, bang, this hits, and here we go again. So I understand that. We do have some from the talk and text line that says, not really concern level. It's zero, but not because of the trades. This from the 952, my concern level right now is a zero because teams have shown that their ownership doesn't want to win and they're not putting a good product on the field. Therefore, I will never spend a single dime to go see them. Similar one from the 612. My concern level for the Twins is about a zero right now. Been a lifelong fan, but it's hard to really care much at all right now. I think, Josh, that's a pretty common feeling is the apathy from Twins fans. Mm-hmm. And that's the scary thing. When you get fans that don't even, they're not even invested in some of this stuff. That is the biggest concern that I would have. If you're out there and, you know, Twins management is listening right now. Fans are frustrated. Fans are upset. And yeah. Fans have just, They've had enough, you know, as Jason and Dan did there. Enough.
Yeah.
I think that's just where fans are at. Just trying to, you know, convey that message that we've seen this too many times. We've seen Lucy pull the football away from Charlie Brown. And that's what this is. They're always pulling the football away from Charlie Brown. Another from the 763, it seems like Derek Falvey's been involved in so much of the implosion of the Twins, yet keep making these decisions. Bears responsibility for what's happened with the Twins, yet he keeps his job. How can this be? I don't know that all of it is on Derek Falvey. I think he's the point man for everything, obviously. But I do think that there's a point where it's a team effort. And sometimes the voices in the room, you know, they change a little bit with Derek Shelton, but is that going to be enough? Let's go to the CCO talk and text line. We got Frank from Brooklyn Park. Hey, Frank.
Hi there. So first a comment on this fan apathy. These fans, they don't understand. Okay. Now they're doing the same thing with the Vikings. Okay. As they did with the Twins. The attitude is, well, they're not going to win. So I'm not going to go to games anymore. I'm not going to watch anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That is just the entirely, that's just a big resounding no. No, you don't do that. That's not the way this works. Okay? If you are that upset, then you need to be more progressive and make an effort to get the players to play better, to get the owners to be more responsible, whatever it is. Just walking away, that doesn't do anything because you're cheating yourself. You're not hurting the owners. You think the owners care that so-and-so from Bloomington isn't going to the game? They don't care.
Well, how do fans act on that then? If they're not going to say, hey, we're not going to spend money at the ballpark, You know, because I love Target Field. You know, I mean, we do Final Pitch here, so obviously we're, you know, pro Twins. It's just, it's looking at it and trying to paint this big picture and say, how do you change those minds and get them, you know, reinvested in what this team is doing?
Well, to make one comment here, I was actually discussing this with a friend of mine the other day, and he said the same thing. He said, I don't get it either, that attitude. He said, because you go to the ballpark, he said, chances are you're going to see something happen that you've never seen before. You know, you could see a no-hitter. You could see some guy hit three home runs. You could see Cody Clemens hit three home runs. He did it. You know, I mean, you know, that's the reason. And he said, I don't understand these people either, where they're just saying, I'm not going to be there. Well, then what else are you doing? What's your alternative? They don't have one. They're just going to sit at home and be mad. They're going to sit at home and be mad and feel sorry for themselves. But as far as what do you do about it, well, I kind of look at it like this. And I don't think a lot of people are going to disagree with me at this point. The poll ads are the lowest of the low. Okay, they're a bad bunch. They're a bad bunch. And Derek Falvey is just he's an extension of that. He's an arm of that. And he's no better. So, you know what? Let's run these people out of town. You know, if you're going to run a pedophile out of your neighborhood, let's run these out of town. Let's get rid of them. You know, let's get the media to take some initiative here too, instead of just telling people don't go to the game or mocking people who do want to go, which I've also gotten very upset with. You're in the media and you're mocking someone because they want to go to a baseball game. That's not your job.
Yeah.
Your job is to understand why there's this culture has festered with these problems with the pole lads. You know, and they're not the only owner in baseball that the fans want to run out of town.
Oh, yeah. Fans are always upset at the ownership. And thanks for the call there, Frank. I do appreciate it. I would say that part of the action with that, and I mean, I agree with, you know, a lot of what Frank said.
Yeah.
I think part of the fans' action is not going to the game. I think, to me, that's speaking to them about this as well. In terms of media, like mocking fans, I don't know who's doing that, but I would hope that if somebody is mocking fans for wanting to go to a baseball game, Target Field is a top-notch facility. You can see special things, but you just want to see players that you know, players that you can relate to, and, you know, players that you can connect with.
Well, yeah, and I've heard it in media. I'm not going to throw anybody obviously under the bus in this market. I agree with what Frank said too. They're not going to games and say, "Oh man, I really showed you know, the poll ads how I really feel." Like Frank said, they don't care, and neither do, like, I'm still going to go to Twins games. I love baseball. I just watched the Boston Red Sox doc on Netflix, and I'm already revved up and ready for Twins Fest and Twins baseball already. Yeah. Like, come on. I love this game, and I'm not going to not go to games. Not doing it because, oh, I'm plugging the station's team, CCO, but I'm doing, I love the team, and I still am going to support the team regardless. It's just, it's not, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed. That's what it is.
Yeah, and I mean, we're, hopefully we get through this with Joe and Pablo and Buck all being members of this Minnesota Twins team. They do have a good young core.
Yeah.
They did a good job at the trade deadline of acquiring depth. That much I know. It looked really funky when it all happened. Long term, I absolutely think this team is in a good position with that farm system, but you need to speak more than just the farm system. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're in December and we have got blank of the year. We've got, you know, the word of the year. We've got the, you know, the movie of the year. We've got the song of the year. Well, we have, according to Oxford, a word of the year, and it's actually two words, and when you look at it, it totally makes sense. What is Oxford's words of the year for 2025? Josh and I will tell you about it when we get back. Chris Tubbs in for Henry Lake here in News Talk 830 WCCO.
Because that's not what I'm here to do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage Bait. That is what Oxford University called their 2025 Word of the Year. I'm really surprised it wasn't 6-7. I still don't have any idea what that means. But the publishing house announced on Monday that its experts have named Rage Bait as the 2025 Word of the Year. Mm. Now, that phrase is shorthand for online content. I mean, if you look at it, and I told you the word is rage bait, use it in a sentence. You could probably use it in a sentence and you would know exactly what it is.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
You would think so. Now, it's shorthand for online content that is intentionally meant to elicit anger. I guess, hence the rage and the bait. This is what Oxford officially describes it. And this is from Casper Grathwall, president of Oxford Languages, said this in a press release. Quote, the fact that the word rage bait exists and has seen such a dramatic surge in usage means we're increasingly aware of the manipulation tactics that we can be drawn into it online. Before, the internet was focused on grabbing our attention by sparking curiosity in exchange for clicks, but now we've seen a dramatic shift to it hijacking and influencing our emotions and how we respond. Now, what is rage bait? It is online content deliberately designed to elicit anger or outrage by being frustrating, provocative, or offensive, typically posted in order to increase traffic or engagement with a particular web page or social media content. And when you look at it and it's broken down, it used to be trolling. And I think that trolling, while still a part of it, you know, we are in such a hyper emotional point in our society. I mean, we have this hyper angry, intense, aggressive, just culture that we are now becoming a part of. And it's not just politics. It's everything across the board. Mm-hmm. And I think online, when you get online, especially Josh, you look at it and whether it's coming from, and I feel like this is more from a personal standpoint, like an individual posting something more so than a company. Because a company, albeit at times they do want to elicit that strong emotional response, I feel like there are individuals, especially when you can be anonymous or that's your shtick, it is just one thing, and it is meant specifically for the rage baiting. And I think it actually happens more than I even think we realize. Because it is so, it is so, how many times do you hear where it's like, you know what, if you don't like it, just scroll on by. Just scroll. It's easier said than done.
It is.
So when you hear that this word rage bait, what do you guys think of this? Do you guys feel this rage bait? Do you feel that that's a real thing? 651-461-9226. A violent outburst of anger and bait. I mean, that's a lot of scary words that they put in there, but I think when you look at it objectively, it makes a ton of sense.
Mm-hmm. It's I'm more of a rage bait versus a troll term. Like, I almost prefer, because when you say troll, like, I feel like that's kind of inside baseball type word. Like, not a lot of people, especially the Gen Xers, know what trolling is.
I'm a Gen Xer, and I know what trolling is.
Yeah, but you're a younger spectrum of the Gen X.
I'm 50.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm 50. I'm, you know.
But it's just like, if I go up to George over at Hen House while he's eating his pancakes and say we're trolling, he's going to be like, what? what are you talking about?
And I feel like trolling is, while you want to elicit a response, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't feel like trolling is always meant to elicit an angry response. Like, I think the trolling, you want a response. You don't want something that is just going to get you so upset and so just like in your feelings where you can't think straight, where you log off and you're still thinking about this and you have to go back to it because it's just got you so worked up. Mm-hmm. Trolling, I feel like even inadvertently, trolling is a thing. You know, because I've done things where, you know, people are like, oh, you're trolling. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm putting that out there, and I genuinely feel that. But I don't feel like it's nearly as intense as some of the things that we see now, where it's more like a personal attack. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It can be. I fall victim a lot to the rage bait. But I also try not to let it last more than like 10 seconds. Especially in today's world. I mean, if you want to even go the political route, like, there's just a lot of stuff on social media that, it's another day in the good old USA.
Well, so. and the thing about it is you don't know what's real and what's not real.
Yeah, AI has kind of diluted those waters quite a bit.
Absolutely. And here's another thing with it, that I feel like this rage bait, when people put it out there, I feel like one thing about me that I've always done is I've always tried to be authentic. Mm-hmm. No matter where I've, you know, when I was, you know, doing my stuff in Fargo to, you know, to Columbia, to Sioux Falls, to here, to Houston, to, you know, wherever. I've never believed in being the hot take police because people just want to be heard, and I don't want to lose credibility. Like, to me, some people don't like me. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. Some people think I'm cool. That's awesome too. At the end of the day, I want to be around people that are genuine, and what they say is what they truly believe. It's not a shtick. It's not a show. It's not, you know, hey, I'm going to put this out there and I'm going to say this just because it's going to generate calls or it's going to generate interaction. I've never been about that life. What you see and what you hear is what you get.
Yeah.
This is me on the radio. This is me off the radio. And there are a lot of people, especially in this building, that are like that. There's no shtick. I've been around people that they say things that they don't believe. It ties into the rage bait that I feel like there are people out there that say things just to elicit a reaction, but they don't genuinely mean it. They put it out there. It's kind of like the Joker walking away from the fire. You put the gasoline, you light the match, you walk away. It's on fire, and you're like, well, I did my job. My job's done here.
Yeah.
And you're right, Josh, with the AI. It's making things a lot more complicated. And this from the 763 from Kimbers. Not only is rage bait a real thing, made 100 times worse by AI.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And as AI becomes more commonplace and people figure out how to use it, you get people that can be the smartest people in the world, but they still get caught. Because it used to be, you know, you had to watch out for fake tweets. You had to watch out for the parodies. And you could tell what was the parody. But now you've got things that are out there that people are trying to pass off as being genuine. And that is the really hard thing right now. Mm. And the more intense they can make your reaction, whether it's vitriolic or not, the more they win. And I don't want to give those content creators my time, because my time is extremely precious. Your guys' time is extremely precious. Josh's is extremely precious. That's the one thing. We don't have enough money. We don't have enough time. Well, maybe people have enough money.
Yeah.
But I don't have enough time for all that. Like, I cannot spend time worrying about something that's going to do nothing but piss me off and make me angry.
Yeah.
And that's just where we're at. Some people live in that perpetual reality of anger, and it's just not a productive use of your energy. And to see the Oxford word of the year, rage bait, I mean, it makes complete sense. I'd never heard the term, Josh, until I actually saw it, but it makes sense, because it's like you see something and you're like, yes,
yeah,
that's what that is. It's, I didn't even know what it was, but I'm like, you know what? I don't know what it was named, but I know what it is because I've seen it.
Yeah.
So.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so the Oxford word, impress your friends. We're on the water cooler tomorrow. Say, you know what? Don't rage bait me, bro. Don't rage bait me, because I don't want to be rage baited. And, you know, people will back off. 651-461-9226. That is the CCO talk and text line. Chris Tubbs in for Henry Lake. Josh Wheeler tagging in for me. And Chile, not the food, the country. They did something that I think we need to really look at, because they have done a remarkable thing. What has Chile done? We'll tell you next. Here's the Lake Show continues here in News Talk 830 WCCO. So, Chile has become the latest country to ban smartphone use during class. And to that, I say bravo. They have passed a bill outlawing the use of mobile phones and other smart devices during classes at elementary and middle schools. The new law is going to take effect next year. They're the latest country to restrict smartphone use among young adults to reduce the harmful effects and curb the classroom distractions. Other nations that have had at least some sort of restrictions, France, Brazil, Hungary, the Netherlands, and China. And to that, I think this is great. I think this is absolutely great. Maybe I'm a little too old school when we didn't even have cell phones. Back in my day, we didn't have cell phones. I didn't have a cell phone in my class. And guess what? C's get degrees, right? I mean, is that something to say? I hope no kids are listening. C's get degrees. Just remember that. But at the end of the day, we are living in a time and a place when the attention span for adults is very, very short, let alone thinking about teenagers and elementary kids. Like, that is just the thought of elementary age kids having a smartphone active on their desk or on their person during class. It just seems like a huge recipe for disaster. I mean, it's bad enough when I go out and I'm at a retailer or I'm out getting groceries, and I see the associates on the floor using their phones. When I'm out there trying to figure something, if I look like I'm confused, help a brother out, right? At least come over and ask me, hey, you look like you're a little flummoxed. Can I help you? Instead of being there on your phone, because it's frustrating. And if that's what we're dealing with adults, and we've got these decline in education numbers, then I think that's absolutely great that Chile is banning the use of mobile phones and other smart devices at elementary and middle schools. Now, I know that my daughter is now a freshman in high school, and she cannot have her phone until lunch. Like, I don't hear from her only at a very, very small period of time, a very small window, and that's okay. But I feel like really during those formative years, kids need to be completely focused. And for everything that is good and well, Josh, you got to do your best. It's like herding cats. You need to do your best to keep kids engaged. The last thing they need to do is be, you know, figuring out, you know, am I going to play Roblox, or am I going to go on YouTube, or am I going to go on Spotify? Like, kids are very, very smart nowadays. Very, very smart in terms of what they can access and how they can access. But the one place that they should be able to just be focused in is school. And I think this is great. I wish more schools had more restrictions on whether or not kids could have those.
Yeah, as a husband to a teacher currently, I can tell you it is more prevalent now than ever when it comes to students having their phones.
I mean, what does she have to do about that? Like, how does she handle that?
It's more so, I mean, there's a little more leeway with when it comes to that, just because it's a lot of kids she deals with this special education. There's a lot of no-touch rules and regulations with that, so you can't really take it away forcefully or anything like that. But there are just, it's kind of definitely a soft policy kind of situation with most schools, not just hers, but most schools when it comes to, you can't really let say or do much, I feel like, anymore with kids because you just get the sharp edge of the knife after that.
So. Yeah, and I feel like teachers and educators are in a no-win situation when it comes to it. It's like, yeah, if you're going to enforce these rules, then you're you know, being hard on the kids. But if you're not going to enforce it, then it's like, well, where is the structure? You know, where is the teaching? Where is the educating? Where is, you know, trying to do what's best for the students? And I do not envy educators nowadays. I really don't, because they are underpaid and they are undervalued. Yeah. And I just feel like we are in a situation where even if you want to, you want to try and restrict these smartphones, like if there was, you know, if you needed to get a hold of somebody, you could do that by going to the office and they'd come and get ahead of you, you know, come and get a hold of you. Speaking of being up in arms, oh man, a college student in Oklahoma, she's going nuts because of an F on her paper. We'll tell you about it next.
Duh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.